Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
There's a whole bunch of controversy going on. We know how women, we want to see other women that look like us on the cover of magazines, in magazines, wearing the clothes that we think we can wear and not stick figure models. Well, there's a magazine in Australia, the Marie Claire magazine in Australia, but they're featuring on the cover this model named Jennifer Hawkins. She was actually Miss Universe 2004, and she appears nude on the magazine, but her hands are like well-placed, covered, but she's not airbrushed. So she agreed to pose non-airbrushed on the cover, and her skin tone's not matching. She's got dimples. There's like a crease in her waist. So she's not perfect. She's not all the way flawless.
For real.
She looks real, but there's a whole bunch of controversy where women said she's not a size 10. She doesn't look like me, but she's not stick figure. There's no rib cage showing. There's nothing.
Collarbones.
I read the article and I saw the picture a couple of days ago, and I didn't. As a guy, at least, it didn't make any statement to me whatsoever. She's a thin girl, and even without being airbrushed, yeah, she's got a flaw here, a flaw there, but she's still, I think most women would look at that picture and go, that's not obtainable for me.
Well, I pulled it up, and I think it looks awesome, and I'm not...
She does look awesome, which is why the controversy of putting somebody that already looks awesome on the magazine cover.
But when you see airbrush photos, the skin tones match, everything's taken out. Like, there's
she definitely has some cellulite, which is refreshing to see.
Yes.
Because most women do.
I guess my thing is, if they made a big deal about, oh, we're going to put somebody on the cover that's going to be just like you, and then they put her on the cover, I could see the controversy. But if this is just one of their covers, because she looks like a model.
Mm-hmm.
Just a model that wasn't airbrushed. So, I mean, if they didn't give any expectation that it was going to be anything different, I don't understand why people are upset about it.
What are people saying about it? What's the controversy?
There's one woman who says she's not a size 10, so she's not the average American woman, and this picture will make me want to go to the gym still. People are mad that she's not a size 10, a size 12, size 14, but she's probably a size 6. So people are still upset.
But
that
she's
on the cover and saying this is an average woman.
Yeah. But it makes me think about, I was in college when the Beauty Myth book came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in college. That was the first time, as stupid as I was, because I wasn't, I don't know, I guess I didn't pay attention to the magazines or didn't think about it. But I did not realize that the models were airbrushed in magazines until I was in college. So, for every person that may say, oh, well, she doesn't represent me, there may be somebody going, really? Really? People airbrush on the cover of magazines?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was
eye-opening for me.
I was thinking, too, it is a step in progress, right? I mean,
agree.
This is going to be one cover that they do. It'll get them a lot of attention. So maybe they'll do another one. And maybe in, a year from now, they'll do a different one. It will be a woman that is size 12. I mean, I think the beauty and fashion industry is changing all the time. And I think that they're realizing the public doesn't want stick figure anorexic models and that they catch more heat for that nowadays than they ever did in the 80s and the 90s. And so I think it is kind of a step in the right direction. It may not be all the way what we would like to see, but it's definitely getting us there.
This is probably a great point, actually, to introduce Kim Kardashian to the conversation.
Yeah,
because,
I want to ask her.
Because she's taken some heat for the... I mean, she's been, like, the subject of some jokes about this very thing that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kim?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hey,
how
Kim,
are
good
you?
Good morning.
You know, we were just talking about this Marie Claire magazine that came out in Australia a couple of days ago, and on the cover of the magazine is beautiful model, but she's not airbrushed at all. So you see here with a little bit of cellulite, man, there's just not that perfect discoloration.
There's creases, there's coloration in the skin tone, but she looks beautiful on the cover, but they just wanted to prove that unairbrushed women are perfect and beautiful as well.
I think that's really cool they did that. I actually did the cover of one of the weekly magazines in a bikini, totally unairbrushed, and it was really scary for me.
Is that your latest, your OK magazine?
No, it was actually for Life and Style.
Okay.
A while back, over a year ago, I think. But there was some unphotoshopped photos that came out of me as well, showing a little bit of cellulite that a magazine by accident put up on their website and then replaced them with the Photoshopped ones.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone put them side by side, and I got a lot of, you know, heat for that. But I think that's really cool of them because, you know, I have mixed feelings about it because I do think it's really cool of them to put that up and prove that no model is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the cover of a magazine, especially a glamour magazine, like, what was it, Marie Claire?
Mm-hmm.
You know, their job is to glamorize and show the absolute perfect sides of, you know, the modeling industry and what they're trying to promote on the cover of their magazine. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of puts other magazines maybe in a bad position, but I think it's a really cool thing.
Would you be more apt to open up a magazine that has women that look worse than you do, about the same, or better than you do?
See, for me, I would probably want someone better than me because it would motivate me, but I don't think that's always the case. I think I don't have a problem with telling people, hey, look, I have cellulite. Yes, I do everything I can in my power to fix it. I don't never said cellulite was cute. But I have it, and I embrace it, and I'm okay with it, and I'm fine showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is relatable to a lot of people, so I think that they will get a lot of attention. Obviously, you know, you guys are talking about it. I'm talking about it. So I think that they will get a lot of positive attention from viewers that feel like they can now relate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal mentality is I remember... when I was, you know, in, like, high school or college, like, I used to, like, pull out pictures of people that I thought had amazing bodies and put them up on my mirror and say, all right, that's my motivation to go to the gym today.
Well,
but, again, not everyone's like that.
Now a lot of people are doing that with you because you've been losing some weight and you're on that OK magazine for, you know, it's how I lost the 15 pounds and kept it off. But you're known for having a really beautiful, curvaceous figure. Are you afraid that you may lose fans if you lose too much weight?
No, because I did. I mean, there was pictures of me when I was on this Quick Trim commercial and I looked like really toned and I got a lot of flack for that, I think, like, oh, well, don't lose your curves. Why did you mm-hmm. lose weight? But that particular picture and that particular day, like right after I went, you know, to New Orleans and the food's amazing there and I ate so much and I, you know. But I think that, you know, I knew for that commercial, you look heavier when you're on TV, so it's better to get down a little bit. But I think that the weight I'm at now is the perfect weight for me. I'm still extremely curvy. I just wasn't comfortable really in a bikini. I'd always wear a sarong. I don't want to always feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. What does your boyfriend think about your new look?
He loves it. He's really, obviously, like, his job is basically to work out. So, you know, I get up and, you know, even he's taking this week off. It's their bye week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sleeping in. Usually I'll be like the lazy one. I'm like, okay, babe, let's sleep in together. I've been setting my alarm, getting up and going to the gym, you know, and sticking to what I want to do, and that to him is sexy.
Do you work out well, or are you a complainer?
I work out well.
Do you really? Because I could just, I had the vision of you complaining the entire time. You're getting it done, but just bitching about it, complaining about it the entire time.
No, I don't play that. I see people like that, and you'd think that Chloe would be this, like, you know, amazing person in the gym and work out. And I actually took her to my workout class, and she hated it, and she could hardly do it. And she was the complainer, and I was looking at her like, get it together.
It's Kim Kardashian joining the Burt Show on Q100 this morning.
You mentioned your sister Chloe, and she just got married. Do you have any, like, marriage fever with you and Reggie?
You know what? It's actually, like, everyone's asking us that.
Uh-huh.
You have baby fever, you know, when you're with the baby, and actually it's kind of the opposite, like, not at all.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to sign up for that.
Yeah, I can hold off on that a little bit.
Have, like, actually taken our time and, like, taken it slow, and I think we're, not to say that Chloe and Courtney did it not the right way, but I'm doing it the right way for us. Like, I've been married before when I was really young, and I made some, like, stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you learn from that. And I just want to really take my time. And I think you know, we have, like, personal goals, and he's really achieving them now, doing so well in the season. And, you know, it's not too far off, but it's not something that, like, we're rushing to do because everyone else in the family's done it.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a hidden fact about Kim Kardashian, because I was surprised when I read it yesterday also that you were once married before.
Yeah, I got married when I was 19. I went to Vegas. It did last about 3.5 years, but I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to, like, not to say that I don't think, you know, Reggie's the one. I just want to really take my time because it's forever, and I want it to be forever.
Do you find that a lot of women rush into marriage just to have their day rather than doing what you're doing now with this perspective and really trying to be mature about it?
I think so, and I also think that, you know, they feel like, oh, they're getting to a certain age and they've got to, you know, get married before that age. And I mean, I think definitely things are changing now with the times now and how, you know, more liberal everything is. But I think sometimes I just know that I want to do it on our own time, and we're having such a good time and we have such a good relationship now that, not that we don't want to mess it up, we know that's in the future. We just, it'll be, you know, just not right now. And especially just because, you know, my sister got married, it doesn't pressure me to go get married.
Right, right. Things are just going so well with us, I'm almost afraid to ask this question. So if I'm over the line and you're sensitive to it, just say you don't want to answer it.
Okay.
But if the tape with Ray J doesn't come out, do you still think that you're the Kim Kardashian that we all know?
That's a good question. I think that anytime something negative happens, like, I don't think I would be the same person if my dad hadn't passed away. Uh-huh. And that's a really awful thing, and that was such a hard time in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I think anytime something negative happens or something that you're embarrassed about or not proud about, and, you know, that clearly took my whole family through a really, you know, tough time, I don't think I would be the person I am today. I don't think I would have seen a lot of character come out in some people that I thought were my friends. I think I would be a lot more naive to different situations. I think, you know, anytime something negative happens, I think that the way you handle it, and as long as you learn from it, then it can just make you a better person.
Have you ever spoken to him since that?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, you know, right after then, as you know, we were trying to figure out what was going on and I was looking for answers. But no, I really feel like I'm just like a different person. And sometimes you leave, you know, certain situations in the past. We did date for years and, you know, I just kind of leave it there.
Mm-hmm. You know, taking into effect the, you know, the success that you have now, if you could turn the hands of time back, do you wish that that never happened?
Obviously, I think anybody would.
Yeah, definitely.
Brutal.
I tried just not even to, like, think about it. And
right.
have, you know, a supportive boyfriend that kind of helped me through tough times when I kind of picked me up when I didn't think I knew how or what to do. And I have such a supportive family that has always just been there for me. And it's like, in my mind, it's like, you know, I try just not to even think of anything negative.
Sure. And now you got the Quick Trim thing going on also. I know you've been very successful with that as well, right?
Yeah, we have, Chloe and I are have been taking this diet product called Quick Trim. And, you know, you can get it at, like, Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, pretty much anywhere, GNC. And it's just a product that Chloe and I have tried every diet, every product. Nothing has really worked the way this product works. So we're just totally on board and kind of trying to spread the word about Quick Trim and how amazing, and it's all natural and it doesn't make you jittery. It's a pretty amazing product.
I'm curious about your Twitter.
You're jittery.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was like, you know, sometimes diet products, they make you really jittery and kind of the opposite of what you're trying to achieve, but this is just really smooth and it's all natural, so it just really works.
I follow you on Twitter, and I'm a big fan. And I was just wondering, when you send out tweets, do you get nervous? Because there's 2.7 million some odd people that are getting each and every one of those.
Not really. I don't even think about it.
Really?
It's a crazy concept. You know, I love, like, every Sunday when our show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, comes on, and I and Courtney, we've decided that we'll tweet, like, with all of our fans, like, live and talk. Because sometimes it's really hard to respond to everyone that's, like, sending you messages. But we try to do as many replies as we can to everyone about the show and what's going on. And we give them, like, little tips. And that's just so cool to know that, like, if you put one thing out, you can get, like, instant gratification, like an instant response.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to know, sometimes I'll ask people, like, hey, guys, what color nail polish should I paint? Like, red or black or whatever, and they'll respond right away. And I'll really pick that color of the, you know, whatever they respond the most of.
It's like having a crystal ball.
Yeah, right.
It's just called Twitter.
There's a news story, and I don't know if it's rumor or if it's fact, that your tweets are worth $10,000 each.
What?
Is that true?
I would be tweeting nonstop. Like, I would literally.
So wow. Can't be true.
Okay.
Hey, Kim, we really appreciate your time. I'm sure you got a million of these things to do today. So thanks a lot. I really appreciate your openness also.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Wait, she was cool, huh?
She was cool.
Good question first.
That was way more than
I expected.
She was way more than I expected.
She was awesome, isn't she?
Yeah.
She
really is cool. Very cool. Kim Kardashian on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.